Hi, welcome to Paranormal Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
Hi, Angela. How are you doing?
Hello, Tuesday Miles. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Hello to all the listeners out there. Nice to see you again. Everybody here in the Pal Talk Virtual Auditorium, nice to see everybody.
Yes, absolutely. I tell you what, I'm excited about today's show, Tuesday.
I'm very excited. We have, I'm going to call her world-renowned Trish Woods, psychic medium.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And she is definitely a household name now. And she's done film, and she has done radio. And she is all over the place these days.
She is all over the place. You know, Trish is also, you know, she's a teacher. She has, she does classes also, metaphysical. She's just, up and coming. And I would say that she's, you know, in that group of who's and who's not in the psychic world, I would say.
Well, I agree with you, Tuesday. I mean, she is among the elite. And, you know, when I say elite, definitely there are wonderful psychics and mediums out there. But when I say elite, there is a certain category in which all psychics and mediums know that, you know, a peer that is high up, and definitely a lot of media attention on Trish Woods and a lot of media attention on her peers. So we're very excited to have Trish Woods on the show today. She will be taking call-ins, and you can call toll-free 877-786-0562 or join us in the virtual auditorium on paltalk.com, and she will take your questions straight from the room.
Absolutely. And you can, if you are in the virtual auditorium now and you would like to have, you know, I have to say, though, that, you know, I mean, her readings are pretty, they're what's the right word I want to use for this, Angela?
Spot on?
No, spot on is, that's one of the words for it. But, you know, I mean, she doesn't cut corners on it. She really goes, through the full messages from Spirit from you. So if you need if you'd like to have a reading, raise your hand. Get your hand up there, because it fills up, fast from that. And so, also with Trish, I've spoken with Trish a couple times, off of the radio show, and I have to say, she just blew me away with the information that she brings forward. Things that she would never have, there's impossible for her to even know about. And I was blessed that she brought a message through for one of my dear friends I just lost not recently.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people comment about Trish. And of course, I have been aware of her for about 5 years now. So I haven't heard anything negative, and that is a blessing, because in this intuitive world, there's always chit chat, is there not?
Oh yes, oh yes, absolutely on that. And the whole thing is that it's hard to work yourself up into that line. It is. It's not an easy task to do. I mean, I'm sure that there's credible readers all over the place. But to really keep working hard at it, this is not something that's really easy to do, to get yourself in the limelight, to be where people are taking you very seriously with your work that you do, and do you actually get the credit that you deserve from it?
Well, I understand what you mean, and she's just opened up a school, and so I'm pretty excited about talking to her today about the school that she is offering, and it is on the East Coast of the United States. But I'm sure as many overseas trips that she makes, I'm sure she's going to provide classrooms, especially in Europe. I know in California for the Learning Light Foundation, she also teaches. So she's a busy woman, at least bi-coastal in the United States, pretty regularly.
Absolutely. And she's going to be in California here in January, February. So I'm looking forward to meeting with her also during that timing. So I'm excited to see her. On it. Angela, can you remind our guests where our website is and where else they can listen to the program on?
Well, certainly. Well, if you are listening to our show, you may wish to visit our website at www.portaltalkradio.com for upcoming guests and information. The Portal Paranormal Talk Radio show can be heard on TRICOM, BBS Radio, MSN Radio, Satellite Radio UK, AOL Radio, and Live 365, just to name a few. A live interactive room, the virtual auditorium, is open for our show, and it is located on paltalk.com under the social issues category in the Paranormal Radio Network room. Feel free to join us to discuss today's guest, Trish Woods. You also may have a direct link to the virtual auditorium by visiting our network at paranormalradionetwork.com. Now, Trish Woods is a psychic medium, and she's well on her way to becoming a household name. Trish will be taking call-ins today, and you may call toll-free within the United States at 877-786-0562. She will also take questions from the virtual auditorium, so please feel free to join us right now.
Great, boy. Got that down pat. So we have Halloween coming up.
I know, and it is very exciting. And, you know, I'm normally not excited about Halloween, but this particular Halloween I am. There seems to be a lot of, well, I like this time of year because there's a lot of messages in the air. And I, being a psychic, have been just like electricity. I don't know how to explain it, but there's something very exciting about this Halloween rolling around.
I think I have a ghost that just took control over my computer, Angela.
Uh-oh.
I have about 1,000 screens that just opened up.
Oh, my.
And
oh,
I'm sitting here, you know, of course, I interact with our listeners in the virtual auditorium. But I'm going to have to say that this thing is so hysterical. I cannot believe what this is doing to me right now. It is absolutely going nuts. And I have to say that I've seen them do this before. And, it's absolutely just completely gone bonkers on
me. Well, they definitely wanted to know, let you know that they were active around you, and they, too, like electricity and things of that nature. Hey, you know, for those that are not quite understanding about Halloween's history, can you tell us a little bit about really where Halloween came from?
Well, I would love to. Let me, you know, I know that I have you know, this is the thing. I researched it all over the place to see exactly who had the right definition of Halloween. And I have to say to you, I was kind of shocked that there was quite a few different definitions of it. Mainly it did go back to one, you know, the basic information of it, but it did have on here where did it begin, and it says here that it began over 2,000 years ago, mm-hmm. and with the people known as the Celtics, and they lived in what today is England and Ireland and Scotland and Wales. And this was also the beginning of the Celtic New Year, and it was the time to give thanks for the sun god for the harvest. What it was all about during that time is that it was All Saints Day, the Hallows' Eve of All Souls' Day. It's a festival that they put on. And it was to honor it's spelled Samhain, but it's called Samhain. It wasn't, you know, the definition of what it's spelled and the way that you pronounce it is completely different. And it's called the Lord of Death. And it was a belief that on the eve of the festival of Samhain, the Lord of Death, the wicked spirits within the past 12 months had been condemned to inhabit the bodies of the animals. And it was brought from the pagan belief that on the night of the year of the souls of the dead returned to their original homes, there to be entertained with food. And the food and shelter were not provided. These evil spirits would cast spells, cause havoc towards those failing to fulfill their requests. So the sacrifices were offered on the night to the dead spirits, because it was thought of that they visited their earthly dwellings and former friends. There, what they say is that along the belief of all the nations that at dead, the souls of the good men were taken possession of, and good spirits, and carried it to paradise. But the souls of these wicked men were left to wander in the space between earth and the moon, or consigned to the unseen world. And these wandering spirits were would habit in the haunting of the living, and there were means of which ghosts might be exorcised. So to exorcise these ghosts and to free yourself from them, from the evil ways, what you should have to do is you set out food and provide shelter for them during that night, O Hallows' Eve. And if they were satisfied with your offerings, then they would leave you in peace. And if they were not, they would believe to cast a spell on you. So there's different definitions as far as having the Christian versus the
pagan
on this. Absolutely.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and it goes on and on. You know, and the fact is that the trick-or-treating, why did they trick-or-treat? You know, I mean, and kids to these days, I mean, that's one of their favorite things to do is the trick-or-treating on it, you know. And they would dress up in costumes to amuse their dead relatives.
To amuse the dead relatives?
To amuse them.
See, and it was always my understanding that people dress in costumes to actually scare away the evil spirits, you know, a lot like gargoyles, you know, that they place on buildings to keep evil away. They would scare evil away. But that's a pretty amazing history. And, of course, you know, for those of you that have been in the intuitive world or even have known the history of Halloween, we know that this time of year, the atmosphere is very thin. So that makes communications with spirits quite high, and all possibilities of spirits crossing from their side into our earthly plane.
Wow. You know, I mean, and here's the thing is that do you really think that people do sacrifices there anymore on that, Angela?
Well, here's the thing, Tuesday. Naturally, I don't believe that pagans do sacrifices as far as human sacrifice. But, you know, there is sacrifice throughout many religions, pagan, Christianity, etc., but again, not human sacrifice. I believe that in place of that, they will place something that they love or admire, or the fact that they'll place food. And it's generally food that we see being placed out, that and, you know, rituals and prayers and things of this nature. But I'll tell you what, go back 2,000 years ago, you can bet anything that there was a lot of human sacrifice. Now, then we've got to start talking about those people that are not really pagan or Christians or whatever, you know, a good religion would be, but rather those people that are satanic, which we know those that practice satanic do have human sacrifice to this day. And I have to tell you, you know, I used to live along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, right outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, and it was just a hop, skip, and a jump to downtown. But between the Mississippi Gulf Coast and downtown New Orleans, Louisiana, they would find a lot of human sacrifices, and they would find it along the woods, a lot of woods along I-10, that interstate. And so we know that, you know, not only in Halloween, but other, you know, times of the year that unfortunately that is happening.
Well, have you had anything odd or supernatural happen to you on Halloween?
Not on Halloween itself. I have to tell you, I have been a baby when it comes to Halloween. I really don't get out there. I don't get out among the people, and I do that for the mere fact that I know how sensitive I am.
Right.
So I rather, you know, I like to stay indoors. I may do some private sessions and work myself through Halloween, but I don't get out among the people at all.
Well, you know, I mean, I've had, you know, taken over the years a lot of, you know, I would say, oh gosh, if not that, about 5,000 plus. That's the pictures that turned out. I think I've taken over 50,000 pictures of ghosts and all that stuff. And I've taken some pictures on Halloween to kind of compare about the activity. Did some measuring, did some recording, and, you know, there's only been a couple of Halloweens that I could say that I got something significant on film, where, and especially in the kitchen area and in that walk, the walkway area where the kids would come up from trick-or-treat and go to the front door, it seemed like I would have some ghost activity there. And I really believe that they were just actually curious to see what these kids were doing as they were knocking on the door, ringing the doorbell. But after, you know, out of all that, I really think that they kind of really kind of hide themselves because there is so many people out and about doing things. And it's, you know, I mean, sometimes we scare them more than they scare us.
Well, have you found that the cost, the costumes that people dress up in are a bit frightening. I mean, you know, I know they're supposed to be frightening, scary looking, but have you found that it's kind of swaying to the more sicker side of things?
You know, I have noticed that. And, you know, and it used to be where, you know, and I'm sure there still is, these cute little princesses, and there's Spider-Man and there's Superman, you know, and to me it's like, you know, these kids aren't afraid of anything anymore.
No,
they
they're
dress
not.
Up as the Grim Reaper, or they have blood running down their face. I mean, and what's fun about it is that kids get to use their imagination all over again. They used to, they get to pretend for one day a year that there's something else. But I noticed that even in the stores, as I was looking through some Halloween costumes, my daughter was interested in being something, and even she wanted to be Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, but she wanted the dripping blood from her face.
Oh.
And I said to her, well, I thought that that's supposed to be all sweet and cute and nice, and she says, oh, that's so out. You know,
well, yeah, long gone are the days of Casper the Friendly Ghost, you know, or the sheet over the head.
Oh, long ago they had that, you know, and that's fine. I mean, but I still, you know, I still like to see these little kids come up with their clown outfits on. I mean, they're adorable. But, you know, also, too, the fact is that to remind the parents out there, go through the kids' candy first. Remind them not to eat anything till they get home. In that way that the parents can look through it and make sure that that the candy's okay. You know, I hate to admit it that we have sickos out there anymore, and it just, you just never know. And so we just wouldn't want anybody's, you know, child to be hurt on Halloween from some kind of candy that was out there. And I always say be careful of those jawbreakers, too. To me, they're just, you know, these kids choke on them.
Yeah, good advice, good advice. Well, let me ask you something, Tuesday. You know, since we have Trish Woods on today, a psychic medium, you also are a psychic medium. Can you tell our listeners exactly the difference between a medium and, let's say, just a regular psychic?
Well, in my own opinion on that, Angela, is that, you know, I feel that we all have psychic abilities.
Yes.
You know, some of us tap into it a little bit more than others do. I think that some of us are more trained in that aspect of what their gifts are about. But I believe that, you know, not all psychics are mediums, not all mediums are psychics in the way sense, that the information that mediums use are working straight with spirit. Spirit is, I mean, if not behind them, spirit sits down inside of them. They have a very deep connection to spirit. Their information is spirit-led versus the psychic sometimes is using the information that the energy brings. It's almost like reading the top of somebody's head, you know, reading that information that's brought forward, using the intuition with it, or being able to pick up energy-wise information. It seems that, to me, that's the difference between the two on it. And you know the difference, and really, and then the fact is I've seen some psychics actually, you know, going into that mediumship training and then be very frustrated because they don't feel that their sight's kicking in or their sound is kicking in, whether clairvoyantly or clairaudiently, and become very frustrated. And I have to say, sometimes it either takes a long time and it does finally kick in, or sometimes it just doesn't. But that doesn't mean that you can still enhance what gifts you do have and work with them.
Well, that's true. That's
so
true.
We'll have to ask that question to Trish and see what she says with that on it, what she says about that, because she has a really special way of actually answering that on those questions, and more, I hope, better understanding than I am on it.
Well, you know, the one thing that I can say that I do appreciate, you know, today's guest on is, you know, Trish has had a lot of training throughout her career as a psychic medium, and she does have certain disciplines and certain directions and rules that she stays within. And I think that not only does it help her, but other people which she teaches. So we'll have to ask her about the importance of, you know, staying disciplined to not only honor yourself, but honor your clients as well.
Absolutely, on it. You know, and this is the thing, too, on it. You know, we've seen in the past some other, you know, psychic mediums will say to you, you know, do you want all information? You know, and sometimes you have to kind of be careful of that because, you know, when you do get a medium that is that detailed in their readings, they won't hold back. They're going to give you all the information. So don't be surprised. The fact is, there's something you don't want to hear about, speak up and let them know, because otherwise they're going to, you know, they're going to give you that information. Don't ask
right.
for something that you don't want, you know.
Right. Well, you know, one of our guests in the virtual auditorium, Grey Ghost, you know, has made a really good point, you know, to also, you know, utilize the term to differentiate between a physical medium and a psychic medium.
Yes.
Very, very good,
yes.
Grey Ghost. Thank you very much for
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, this is the thing. If you've ever seen a physical medium, it's something to see.
Well, now, let me ask you, number one, have you ever experienced, you know, whether as personally or as an onlooker, have you experienced a physical medium experience?
I have. And the other night I had a new group of paranormal investigators come out to my house and do an investigation. I like to open my home for sometimes we do training here, and other times when I feel that something's out of my hands or out of my control or I want more documentation from it, you know, I have some teams that do come in and we investigate together. And I had not met this what I would call a psychic medium, a physical psychic medium before. And during her visit, she did sit down and from what I could see, her whole personality completely changed, first and foremost. That her voice changed, her characteristics on her facial expressions changed, the way that she held herself changed. And, you know, here it was, this woman that has just, you know, a woman's voice, suddenly had a very deep man's voice, which was just, you know, and I have gone into those trance medium shows myself, but I've not heard myself go through that, and I don't recall ever going in and losing my complete total voice. Well, she did. And I have to say, it was something to see. It was quite something. And there was no way this woman could get her voice as deep as this man's voice was.
So, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, personally, I have to tell you, Tuesday, you know, I do mediumship, but I don't offer mediumship as, you know, something regular. I do mainly psychic work. But I personally would not want to go through any kind of trance mediumship to, you know, have someone take over, someone being the spirit, take over and utilizing my voice box or anything else for that matter.
Mm, yeah, really.
Because I, you know, I personally like to be in control of everything, and I'm sure that that is probably a personal issue.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, one thing about it, I know that if anyone out there who is working intuitively, the important thing is not to do any kind of trance mediumship on your own. And so we'll also have to ask Trish about her advice and her feelings regarding transmediumship and physical mediumship and just psychic mediumship in general.
Well, we have to go for a break, and then let's not wait any longer. Let's bring on Trish Woods.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listeners, join us back in just a few minutes.
Okay, we'll be right back. welcome back, and I'm Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
And we have Trish Woods with us. Welcome,
Hello.
Trish.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're fine. We have a huge audience with us in our virtual auditorium, and we're getting everybody saying hello to Trish.
Yeah, I think I actually made it into the room.
I know, she's in the room.
Inside of a nanosecond. You'd never know I used to be a tech geek, do you?
Ah, very good. More talented than just a psychic medium.
All this is blonde, too.
She's blonde, too, but that doesn't make a difference, does it? No, it doesn't. And so we were talking about you earlier, Trish. You're just about everything. You're a teacher. You've got, you're opening up a learning center. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what's the name of your school, Trish?
Well, it's not really a school. It's it is a center. We call it the Lippincott Center for Well-Being, and it's named after my father. It's my private family name. It's my was my married name, and Lippincott was my maiden name. So, I know. Nobody knows. So now everybody knows. And my aunt, who was my father's sister, passed last year. And I really wanted to. My dad's been ill this year, so I really wanted to find a way to honor that side of the family.
That's a very nice honor, and he would be ever so proud of you on that.
Well, he is. He's still here, and he is proud of me. My aunt, I think, has come through a couple of times in circle learning with folks that with the folks that we do learning with, validating the center and all kinds of interesting little snippets or tidbits that students or other folks couldn't know. So it's been pretty interesting.
One of the guests in the virtual auditorium is asking you, Trish, how did you get your start in reading?
How did I get my start in reading? Well, I had come out of a very hard time in my life, and let's see how to put this in a synopsis. I had come out of a very hard time in my life, and my spirituality was questioned, and I had stopped any input of drinking or drugging or smoking, or I really needed to turn over a new life because the old life wasn't working really well, and I was really pissed off at God. So I was really looking more for a spiritual way of life versus a religious way of life. And I'd been talking to different people, and one gal whose spirituality I admired talked to me about helping others, and she got a little deck of cards out. We were at lunch. It was at the office. And she got a deck of cards out, a regular deck of cards, and did a reading for me. And she said, before she had done the reading, she had said, I think that you're going to help people, Trish. And I think that you're going to be a big help to a lot of people. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And so she asked if she could do a reading for me, and she did. And as she was doing the reading, the cards, spoke to me. They made sense to me. And she said, I think you can do this. Here, try it on this other girl. So she gave me the key to, what each category was, et cetera, in the cards. And I did the reading and helped the girl out, actually, and that's when it all started, and that was probably 20 plus years ago. That was 22 years ago, I think. And the hook for me at that time wasn't necessarily that I was doing God's work, but that I was truly helping others. And that's how it all started. That's essentially how it started.
Wow. And you've worked with some pretty important people along with yourself, and we were saying that, here it is that you're becoming a household name there, Trish. And
I don't know about that.
I know you in my household.
Yes, at your household, I am definitely known Tuesday. That's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Well, are you ready to do some readings today?
Sure, but I wanted to talk about the difference of mediums.
Thank
first
you.
Before we started.
Okay, good, because we were holding off on that question for you to answer, too. Go ahead.
I think, because I was able to finally click in and hear something there, and if anybody wants to know the binging coming over Tuesday's microphone with me.
Yes.
So in case anybody was wondering what it was, it was Trish frantically going, what do you mean? I can't get on. but we want to talk about different types of mediumship. And I think the medium that you had the other night at your house was a trance medium Tuesday and not a physical medium.
Okay.
A physical medium is someone who sits specifically in the dark, completely in the pitch black. There's no light. And they sit with a group of people, and they sit for the purpose of producing physical phenomenon. The physical phenomenon that can happen will be objects moving or flying around the room, materializations, touches from spirit, an ectoplasmic voice box being built from spirit, all different types of physical phenomenon can happen. Different items can be used to write with during physical mediumship. And the energy that happens and how that is all built is through the medium's energy, the energy of the room and spirit's energy, which produces a filmy, gooey kind of substance called ectoplasm. Okay? Everybody remembers Bill Murray getting slimed in Ghostbusters. That movie's been playing all over the place the past few days. Well, the gooey, greeny substance is essentially what they were trying to replicate as far as ectoplasm. Generally, it's not green. It's kind of a see-through. It's mucusy. It feels mucusy, but there's really the smell to it is much different than mucus or body parts. And this can either come from the medium, come out of the medium, extend past the medium, be used through the medium's head, you know, exit points like mouth, nose, eyes, ears, belly button to help build things, or voice boxes, ectoplasmic voice boxes can be built and just be used inside of the room. Most physical mediums go into trance, which means that they are deep, deep, deep into meditation, and they are not speaking or moving or saying anything. The ectoplasmic voice box is where the voice of spirit comes, and it can actually move around the room. One of the most famous direct voice mediums, and direct voice is actually the voice that comes directly from spirit's voice, that's why they call it direct voice, was Leslie Flint. I can type it into the room in case there and people can go and look that up. And Leslie Flint started out sitting for physical mediumship. He sat for 7 years in the black, got nothing. Nothing, zero. This man was dedicated. 7 years. Then he started to go into trance, and then he had a guide coming through. The guide is not coming out necessarily of his mouth. It's not to the medium speaking. It's a voice box that's being used by spirit, which is either attached to the medium's throat or it's inside of the room that the physical mediumship is happening. And he was very good. If you sat in a direct voice physical mediumship session, you would hear the voice of your grandmother or your best friend or your husband or whoever was dead come through specifically through that direct voice physical mediumship voice box, okay?
Let me ask you a question about that.
But the thing that was the trigger about Leslie Flint was that he had decided that he was tired of missing the show. So he took a meditation, and he had worked it out with spirit so that he could be awake and not be in trance. And he is one of a kind as far as spiritualism. There are other types of people in this world who don't necessarily practice spiritualism, but who can produce direct voice phenomenon while they are not in trance. But Leslie Flint was one of few spiritualists who was able to produce direct voice without being in trance. So he could literally say, "Hello, Billy," which was the name of his guide, "Who do we have here tonight? You know, do we have a lot of people here tonight?" And Billy would be funny and say, "Well, don't be ridiculous. Why would we all be sitting here if there wasn't anybody here?" And you can go and check out Leslie Flint's. There's tapes galore out on the website. There's out on the internet, tapes and CDs galore regarding Leslie Flint and direct voice. He brought through all kinds of people. And I know authentic mediums, ethical mediums who sat in his sessions. He was alive in our lifetime. We just happened to miss him.
Right. Angela, do you have a question for Trish?
I'm sorry about that, Angela.
Yes, I do, Trish. You know, I know that it's very important for others who have lost a loved one or a friend to be able to receive communication from them. Have you found, Trish, in your experience, that they would prefer to have, let's say, a physical medium bring that information so they could hear their loved one's voice? Or do you find that most people are more comfortable with utilizing, let's say, a mental medium?
I think that there's so little real physical mediumship happening in the world right now. There's a couple of physical mediums in the world right now that are true physical mediums. The phenomenon is so scarce right now that I don't think anybody really knows about it. I don't think that people know about it. I think if I could have my choice of hearing my cousin Rich's voice come through the air or hear him speak through a mental medium, I know what I'd take. Without a doubt, I'd rather hear his voice.
Sure.
In a heartbeat. Physical mediumship is very, very difficult and very hard on the medium. Very, very few mediums have the ingredient to be a physical medium.
Well, Trish, what would be your advice to our listeners about seeking out a psychic medium? You know, I know that there's a few bad apples that tend to spoil the whole barrel. But what would be your advice to listeners on seeking a medium such as yourself?
Well, I think that when you go to see a medium, when you go to see a psychic, let's put it this way. Psychic work is your life. Mediumship work is afterlife. The two should not be combined.
Right.
It's two different vibrations. One vibration is like a tape deck, and one vibration is like a CD. Or put it this way, one vibration is like an FM station, and one is like satellite. Two completely different frequencies. Okay?
Right.
Okay. So with that said, you should not go and get a psychic reading and then hear from Grandma from the other side in the same reading. And the reason why is that everything that you know about Grandma is contained inside your auric field, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so if I, as a psychic, am connecting to your auric field for your psychic reading, which is how a psychic reading happens, you know, my mind is connecting to your mind, my aura is connecting to your aura, so that's a psychic link, a psychic connection. Everything in your aura, everything that's happened to you, everything that's going to happen to you, and everything that has happened to you is in your auric field. You with me so far?
We're with you.
Okay.
You with you, Angela?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that means that your grandmother's death and what you remember about her life is also in your energy, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So with that said, if I'm doing a psychic reading and I start telling you about Grandma, how do you know that I'm actually connecting to Grandma and not just connecting to your energy and your memories of Grandma?
Ah, very good point, and I appreciate that, Trish. You know, I have never really thought about that.
Right. So this is why you should never, ever be doing psychic work and mediumistic work at the same time, because it does not serve the sitter. The sitter is the person receiving the reading.
Right.
It can only really confuse the sitter.
Okay, so we stand corrected, don't we, Angela?
Well, I mean, it's not corrected. It's just a matter of finding out.
Oh, did you
know,
guys just say differently
what?
Before I got on?
And, you know, certainly I do a smidgen of mediumship,
but
I'm mainly psychic sessions. And that's where I feel most comfortable in. And certainly I can say from my own experience that I do not offer the same because I have to prep differently.
That's right.
But I really appreciate that, Trish, because, you know, just like your comment about, a psychic, you know, connecting to that aura fields and the memory in the aura fields versus actually connecting to the afterlife, I thought that was a very, very good point because out of all my years, I've never really thought about that. So
yeah.
I really do appreciate that. Okay, so we do have quite a few hands up in the virtual auditorium.
But I want
to remind the listeners that you can call toll-free within the United States at 877-786-0562 if you have a question for today's guest, Trish Woods, a medium.
Well, I have a question.
I wanted to say one
go
other
ahead.
Quick thing about that as well. When you go see a psychic, it's actually good to be to take something of yours if you want, or pictures of people that you want to know about in your life as to how their interaction with your life is going to be affected, how your life is going to be affected by those people when you're getting a psychic reading, which is about your life, okay? The next thing is when you go to a medium, do not take pictures or items or clothes or anything of that nature, because then again, you're asking the medium to connect to the thing, which has footprints or energy imprints on it, and they are not connecting to spirit world. When you go to a medium, you should not say, I want to talk to my dad and here's his sweater, because he or she is going to be able to pull up all the information about dad from the sweater itself. Because dad's energy is all over that sweater, as well as you're in the room. That's a physical or a psychic connection, okay? And when you go to a medium, you do not say who you want to connect to. You go with an open heart and open mind, and almost like a prayer or a meditative state, okay? And you sit down in front of the medium, and then hopefully who it is that you want to speak to will come through. And who comes through is based on your needs in spirit world's perspective, not necessarily your perspective.
And I was just about to say, Trish, because often we see people, I'll just say, a psychic on or a medium on television, which brings through quite a few spirits, but not really the one that particular person is wanting to hear from, So have you experienced that yourself, where you brought in other spirits, but not maybe, somebody's father or mother or sister or brother?
Well, I'm not going to, when I sit down in front of somebody, I say, spirit world, I open up in service to this person and to you, and hopefully we can connect for them in a manner that shows them that, love is everlasting, it's permanent. And you know what I mean? I say a little prayer. And then whoever comes through, hopefully, will be someone they recognize. I mean, it's rarely, your great-great-great-grandfather or your second cousin twice removed that you never knew. It's generally someone that you knew. It may not always be the person that you want to speak to that day and that time, but generally they come through with very clear messages as to who they are, how they passed, and a message for you. But I think the few times that people have been adverse to what I've said to them, they were expecting a father or cousin or whoever it was on the other side to say something different. I know that my Aunt Susie would have said X, Y, and Z if she came through. Well, did you tell Aunt Susie to say that before she passed? Why is Aunt Susie now going to become your emotional genie from the other side? Could you control Aunt Susie's conversation when she was here? No. She's still an individual on the other side as well. Why would you be able to control her conversation on the other side as well? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, Aunt Susie is going to reflect her perspective. She is going to reflect her memories of your relationship. She is going to reflect her memories of the favorite day together that you and she had. Say you and Aunt Susie went to a spa for a day, a special birthday, and you just loved the pedicure, and she just loved the facial. She's not going to talk about you loving the pedicure. She's going to talk about loving the facial. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, we do. We do. We have a question real quick, and we'll take a break at the top of the hour, then when we come back, we'll do readings. But from Karma Angel, does she have to have a question to pick up on someone's, or does she just pick up their energy?
I don't understand what she means
by
that.
Okay, Karma Angel, are you asking that? Do you have to have a question from somebody in order to pick up the energy from them, or to?
Oh, I see what it is. I hear it. Does she have to have a question to pick up on someone, or does she just pick up energy? When I'm doing psychic work, I want them to ask a specific question, especially if it's mini readings. for mediumistic work, I just want them to tune in. You know, I'll just tune into that name and see who comes through.
Okay.
Does that answer the question?
Does that answer your question, Crum? I'm sure it did. Okay, great. All right. Well, we're going to go on a break in a few minutes on there. On it. So what type of readings are you doing tonight? What type of readings are we doing tonight?
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
Let's see here.
If we do psychic, we could all do the answers.
There you go.
They could get the power of three.
Ooh.
Let's do that. That's a good one.
That.
Let's do psycho. I mean psychic readings.
Oh yeah. That's it. Does your house get crazy on Halloween, Trish? Does the activity increase around you?
Well, see, the activity is increasing in my house right now. I got light bulbs blown out right and left, but I don't think it's because of Halloween. I think it would perhaps be because of the Day of the Dead. Halloween was actually in my newsletter, I sent out what Halloween really was, and it was the end of the, It was the end of the summer celebration, celebrated by the pagans and the Celts many, many years ago, thousands of years ago. It was called Samhain, and it was a celebration of harvest, and it was a family celebration, and people dressed up as playful, not as spooky. And then the Christians came along, and they wanted to compete with every holiday that the pagans and the Celts had, and one of the things that they developed was All Saints Day, or Day of the Dead. And it turned out then that Halloween was pushed back from November 1st to October 31st, and it became Hallowed Eve, right? Because Day of the Dead was the Hallowed Day. So it became Hallows Eve, or Halloween, and it became the spooky day when the original celebration was that it was not. It was a family celebration kind of day. It's like a picnic, big picnic.
Great on that. Well, on that note, let's go to a break. That way we can get this break going on, and then we can come back and we can do some readings, and I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Okay, on that note, and our station manager, take us out on a break.
www.portalparanormaltalkradio.com. Now here's your host of Portal Paranormal Talk Radio, Tuesday night in Angela Town.
Oh, there it is. Hello, welcome back. I didn't. Can you hear us now? Okay, thank you. Welcome back. And this is Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
Thank you. And we're being joined by Trish Woods. Trish, you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
I am here.
Well, that was fast. We didn't even know that we were coming back from our break. Where's our station manager at? Boy, we're going to have to get on him today. We didn't get our countdown there on it, huh? Scared us. But we have I Hope You Dance. She was actually had her hand up earlier, and it kind of got booted down, so we're going to bring her up. Actually, Hope, if she could bring up some up here. And Hope has a question on here. Trish, would you rather have them ask the question, or did you want me to read it off to you?
We can just read the question either in the room, or you can read it off to me. That's fine.
Well, we'll do this on it. And she, you know, she asked either or on this, which question did she want? She had two questions. She says, I feel a spirit has been hanging around. Do they have a message for me?
Generally, I'm going to give you a general answer on this. When spirit hangs around us, their messages are messages of love. So if there is a spirit hanging around her, the message is going to be one of love and support. you know, spirits can't tell us what to do. Angels, guides, spirits, celestials, folks on the other side, fairies, whatever you want to call them, they cannot give us instruction as to what to do. By the Rider-Waite tarot deck, by the Sun People deck, you know, go get the blue car, don't get the red car, go out with Bob, don't go out with Tom, you know, they can't give us instruction. So a message from the other side would be one of love and support. Perhaps it's a time right now when she needs to feel spirit close to her. Sometimes we feel alone, and that's just when spirit draws very near.
Okay, and she also says that she was talking with her dad this morning about haunted places near where I live, and she said that, add that to my list. She was saying, her house, add that to the list. Then she went to go use her curling iron, and her hair caught on fire. I unplugged the iron and proceeded to melt. Coincidence or normal before the paranormal? Oh, ho, you know it. Well, this is the thing. Spirit's not going to catch your hair on fire, and especially if it's
Spirit is not going to catch your hair on fire.
Yeah, so I think we're going to put that on as it was the normal before the paranormal on it. And so
normal before the paranormal.
Yeah, normal before the paranormal.
I mean, she, you know, the only thing that I can tell you is that spirit's energy very closely resembles the same frequency or vibration of electricity. So if you're sitting there using something electrical and praying and talking to spirit, you might want to step out of the way or not put it near your hair.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly agree with you. I do not think that in order to get your attention, spirit is going to wreck something on your person. I agree.
Yes. Well, we hope that on that, you know. I mean, that's not very nice of them to wreck her curling iron if that's what's the case on it. Okay, we've got Karen. Karen, are you still in the room here? Do you want to post your question? Or do you want to come up and ask it? Karen's still here. And do we have Karen still? Oh, there she is. Okay, Karen. You want to do your question in the room? You want to raise your hand? Either one. And just looking for whatever I need to hear right now. Okay, Karen is just looking to hear whatever need to hear right now. Do you want to start
with that? My response to that is to be specific because it's a mini reading, and I think that it's more fair to ask for a specific focus. That way we can get to more people.
You know, I did get with Karen is that the fact is, Karen, if you're a multitasker, that you've been really overly multitasking, I don't know if the fact is that you're being late to some either appointments or this. The fact is that you need to work on stop being late to your functions, to your appointments, to, really being busy with the kids lately, but you're overly scheduling yourself, and this way you're not being able to concentrate on the smaller things that you have around you. You're being late an awful lot, and I'm being told that the fact is that you really need to stop overly scheduling yourself and making commitments that you can't show up to because you have too much going on your plate. And this might be an issue with you to actually work on. Stop saying yes, yes, yes to everything, and you have no time really to do it in. Do you understand that? Okay. It would be really helpful for you on this one. Also, too, Karen, I'm also seeing that there's a person around you, too, that actually, and whether this is your husband, it's a male figure, that actually could kick in more time with you, and on a personal note, I would say on your personal relationship with them, that the fact is that they're good for certain things, but you're not including them doing, you know, whether the housework or the working with you together to help you to free up some more time for yourself on it, and that would be helpful too if you just kind of put your foot down and say, hey, you know what, I need some more help on this issue and step up to the plate.
Well, if I may add something, I got to say something to you, Karen. I'm very excited for you because between 5 hours or 5 weeks, and I know that's a larger time span, but there is a very large message coming to you as though you've already expected to hear something very important. And I need to let you know that that message involves some kind of new start in the beginning of January or February coming in. And I need to let you know right now it is the news that you're expecting. You are getting exactly what you want, and yes, indeed, this is something new to you. In other words, you haven't had experience in it whatsoever, and you are going forward in positive ways. So it's a learning experience as well as something that's going to financially bless your life, okay?
And she's validating that. Yes, if anybody knows me, they probably would agree with you on that one. And she says, that's something I'm hoping for, something new. Trish, anything to add on that?
Nope. Yeah, January, February.
Cool. 1 second. Okay, thanks. Okay, go ahead.
Nope.
Okay, good. Thanks. Okay, thanks, Karen. Thanks so much. Okay, if you guys could be more specific, I mean, this is, we've only got really actually 40 minutes left in the show, and we can really go into a long, long reading if you just say general, but it would be helpful if you'd be more specific on really what area you want us to give you information for, and that way Trish can refer you. We have Lampkins next. Lampkins, what is your question? Okay, hold on, Lonnie. Are you ready, Lampkins? Okay. Lampkins is asking, what is next in my future?
I'm not doing general readings tonight, so
okay.
Unless she has a specific question about a specific topic, I'm not going to be doing general readings. So
try to make your questions a little bit more specific. What is
next in her future? She's going to type next in the room on the phone, you know?
Oh, okay.
I don't need to be facetious, but I need someone to be specific. When I look at someone, I can see so many different avenues, and we need a specific question.
Okay,
you want to know about travel. You want to know if you're going to travel? Is that what you're saying? You want to know if you're going to travel?
She said yes.
Yes, okay. I see you traveling, or I feel you traveling. But the first adventure that you take is a shorter one. It doesn't seem like it's going to be that far away. I think the one that you're looking to do, which seems like it's farther away, plane trip, a couple of hours at least, I don't think that's going to be until the new year. And I'm getting a feeling of sometime like early summer. You guys can pipe in if you like. That was what I picked up for it.
Okay, great. You're welcome on this. Okay, Blondie's question. I would like to know about money from my work. I have made calendars for 2008. I do photography here in Australia, and I made them for sale online along with my books.
Oh, good for her. And who was that?
This is from Blondie. Blondie,
okay. Just wanted to focus on their name. Actually, I think that sales are going to start out a little slow, but I kind of get excited when I tune into that. So it feels like it's something that it's going to pick up. It's going to take a couple of months to get going, but I think like inside of 6 months, the sales of the book, if she's selling like T-shirts or CDs on top of the calendars, feels like something other than calendars, but it's going to end up being good money. I can't think of the word that I want to use. It's going to actually end up being really good for her. Decent side income. And eventually, within a couple of years, it's going to be moving to a greater... Actually, I don't know if she's going to be bringing in someone else or other products, but it's going to be in a greater capacity and she's going to need help.
Okay. Blondie, do you understand what Trish meant about the CDs?
Like CDs or T-shirts or something other than just the what you were talking about, the calendars and the books. Yeah, DVDs. Yeah, there we go. Good.
Okay.
Those are going to be good. And then CDs, whether they have music or talking on them, because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing music and talking. And then I saw T-shirts, and then she's bringing in someone else later on. It's like it's a while from now, but it's going to pick up and it'll be good.
Great. She's validating that. She says, I have them already, both, yes, and both. So she did, that was well done. That was a good pickup on that one, Trish, actually, because I do know Blondie myself, and she's really been struggling to get these DVDs that she's made. It's actually wonderful. She's made a few things. Actually, she has multitasking on it. Good. Anything to add on that on October?
Actually, yes. You know, here's the thing, Blondie, as far as the calendars you had asked about, I do want to say that this go-around for your calendars is not going to be as large as you had expected. However, I want to encourage you to produce those calendars again this time of year. So in 2008, in October of 2008, start spitting those out for the 2009 calendars. That will go well. But as far as your DVDs and your independent products such as photography and that thing, I need to let you know that you're really looking at spring. My spring is actually like March and April. So look for that to be really like a big pickup time for you. So
yeah,
a lot of good things
like
are happening in the way of your products. And God bless you, Blondie, because you certainly have earned it.
Oh, well done. Absolutely. That's great. Great. Okay. We've got Piper coming up to on this in 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just love that hold button. When you have to sneeze, you don't have to sneeze inside the mic. Okay, Piper's question is, my question is, did I make proper decisions with my company, and is there any caution I'm ignoring? Okay, Piper.
I have to apologize to Piper. I've just been typing to her thinking I was typing to you, and to you Tuesday.
Okay.
She's probably laughing her face off. But she knows to be specific, at least.
Yeah.
What do you want to know, dear?
Did you make proper decisions with your company?
That's so funny. Oh, did I make the right advertising decision? Okay. You know, see how she took the word advertising?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I see in that word? Design. And was it about design that you were worried about the decision, Piper? So I want to say that I want to say that you went with a more conservative approach versus a more flagrant or out there approach, and I think that she's going to attract the right people for startups, for like Basecamp, you know what I mean? And then from there, I think she can figure out what she wants to do that makes the advertising a little bit louder or a little bit more provocative. I think that starting with a more conservative approach was good, but that it's going to change the next time she goes for it.
Okay.
You guys want to add anything onto that?
Yeah, I have something to add on this. Also, Piper, with your company, I do find that that there will be, you know, some of your employees that you have that you would be changing some of the employees, or going into a meeting with them, explaining to them about how you feel that the certain bylaws of your company that you how you want it to run. And I do find that the fact is that this is going to take you a little while for you to settle down, be comfy with your employees that you have, opening up the communication with them and letting them know up front what you expect out of them. Know that some will disagree with you and some will agree with you, but that's okay. The fact is that this is just you taking a stand on how you want your company ran. Do you understand that? Okay, good. This is something that will take you a little while, and I do feel that you're getting used to understanding how to run a company and knowing how to promote it. And I do find and do see a lot of promotion that's coming up for your company, and it's going to be that hit and miss for you on this, Piper, that money will be spent. It's not so much money wasted if you're not getting anything out of it. It's just the trials and tribulations that you're going to get by being owning a company. So hang in there with that. Your company should do well. I do see it's going to take a little bit longer than what you felt it was to get it going and bringing in the exact profit that you want from it, but I do see that it is starting to come in. Angela, do you have anything to add to her?
Absolutely. I'm actually very excited for you, Piper. I just want to tell you, though, that it's really not until after the beginning of the year before you you start seeing anything substantial. And really, you know, if we're into several months of the new year, and I mean like March, April, May, by May you should start seeing a very large level of things picking up. But here's the thing, here's the key, Piper. I don't feel that you're going to go it alone. Actually, I feel like you've got a newbie, a new individual coming in. I need to let you know that that new individual is female. I feel like that female, Piper, has some kind of management behind them, like, you know how people run call rooms? I don't know if that's telemarketing, but you understand, cell phone or, you know, some kind of call centers and things of this nature. I need to let you know that there's an individual coming in to offer some kind of merging or some kind of partnership or to contribute in such a way where they would take some type of percentage or some type of fee from you. I feel like that person is going to rally things up for you, and they do so from their experience. So look exactly at around April, you know, March, latter March, April, May, and by May, again, things go shooting up. And so congratulations early for you, Piper.
Perfect, she says, and she gave us lots of validations back with the, you know, rights and yeses and okays, and thank you, Angela, and thank you for that on that also, Trish. We have Awakening, who is in the room, and she's asking, lots of changes in the balance going on. Guess I'm most worried about the financial part. She wants to ask about her financial needs. Are they going to increase? Are they going to get better?
Well, I don't know that I want to talk about financial needs increasing right now, so what do they want to talk about? Budgeting. And I think that this person is really just learning how to budget appropriately for what's truly happening in their lives. And, you know, that's a skill set that is imperative for healthy personal energy balance as well. You know, people don't understand that your money represents your energy. You know, money is just paper and product, but it represents the sum of your experiences, your knowledge, your skill sets, and it's important to handle it with respect and care and caution. So the thing that I want to say for her is that right now it's a time that budget is very, very tight. And in order for that to change, what I'm picking up is that I want to say she's been a little depressed lately. And we need to talk to her about her perspective. Awakening, are you there? Are you still there? I just want to see if that's correct. I wish we had hold music when people weren't.
I know. Yeah,
I want to go. Shoot,
okay, there she is.
So, Awakening, as you've been a little down in the dumps lately, what I want to do is like turn your on button, turn your light back on, you know. And I think that you need some input. the input is important right now. Emotional, positive emotional input. Positive physical input, reconnecting. And I think that it's important for you to, like, I don't see you having any fun. Oh, there we are. Yeah, many depending on me. See, I don't think you having any fun right now, and I don't see you, like, taking time for yourself. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money in order to have some fun. You don't have to go out of budget or out of pocket, so to speak, in order to reach your own vibration. And I think it's important for you right now to work on remembering that and then applying it in your life, like putting that into your conscious mind, because I don't feel that that's even there when I connect to you. You know what I mean? Like right now, it's just duty. That's all I feel when I connect it to you, like duty, 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 duty. And I don't mean like, you know, responsibility, duty, that's what I mean, you know? And it's really important to while that's important and while budget is important, it's also important to remember to we have to free our minds of our duty and our responsibilities so we can come back to those responsibilities refreshed and creative. Okay? And you need time apart from whether it's you taking a walk or whether it's exercise or whether it's out with the girls noon for a cup of coffee, something of that nature. I think that's really important right now. And that's where you're going to come to terms with more creative answers for yourself where you are. I feel there's some places where you could roll it in a little bit tighter. I know that's what you're looking for. But in answer to the actual financial question, I do feel financial relief for you coming in February. I asked for a specific month, and I do feel it coming in February. With the holidays coming up, you're still going to have to work it a little bit tight, but I think in February I see some relief coming for you. Okay? You guys, that could be it. I do my income tax in January, so I thought maybe it was a bonus or something. It looks like looks like a couple thousand dollars. You guys want to add to it?
Yeah, I've got a little bit to add to that on the two. Awakening, picking and choosing your battles, picking and choosing your responsibilities, which, although, I'm seeing that you're maybe they're all down on paper and you're thinking to yourself, which one do I go to first? Which one can I actually accomplish? Which one can I actually finance? And I feel that once that you see this overwhelming amount of responsibilities that you have to do, that you are backing away from actually all of them. You just don't want to deal with any of them, which is, it's leaving you completely overwhelming on it, actually. On it. I agree with Trish on that. I see the same thing with you on this. I just think that you need some downtime, away time. Even like she said, suggest you go for a walk, because I'm getting that where you're at in the place that you're at, you're just not thinking, you're not giving yourself some deep, sound thinking, some emotional thinking, where you're processing what the needs of what you want to do on it, and weed out all the rest on it. I do think that you should ask for some help, which I don't feel that you do, that you don't have anybody else come in and help you, that you're thinking that this is a burden for them, and even having somebody come in and watch your kids for a couple hours, just for you to go out and doodle around, it actually will help, clear yourself a little bit better. I think the balance there, too, on it is would help you to feel more balanced in that aspect by just knowing that you can get out for a couple, hours and, everybody else is taken care of and you can just do your own thing. So it's something to work on that. And I agree with Trish. I do feel that the fact is that I did see money coming in February also for that. Angela?
Well, actually, I do have something very brief to tell you, Awakening. As far as your short-term financial goals, I need to let you know that there's two blips of monies coming to you outside of the way that you normally receive your money. Two blips of money, twice you will receive money outside of how you receive your income before the end of the holiday season. Holiday season to me is like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. So look for two brief incomes to come to you on the long term. Actually, I actually find you doing something differently, and differently as in more of a discipline to yourself and a rearrangement, and you'll have a little bit better income, and that will bless your financial health house around February to March of 2008. So anyway, short term coming to you between now and the holiday season, so between now and January 1, and then again in February, March, it picks up to where you have an increase in your financial after you've already done the arrangements and changed up a few things. So God bless you, Awakening. I think you're going to be getting relief much sooner than later.
Well, that's wonderful. I want to add one more quick thing to that. Awakening, during the holiday season, as gift giving, I'd like to see you get yourself on some magazines and get some ideas and make some of these gifts instead of going out to a store and buying them. I think it will help you financially also, too, I have to be honest, I love gifts that are made from people. I love to have that. So, if you can, it might be helpful for you to look for some new ideas, be creative that way, and give gift giving from your hands instead of the store on that. So, anyways, good luck, sweetie, on this. And like Angela said, blessings to you. Okay, we have Tald Worth is up next. And Tald, he wants to ask the question on the mic. So I will go ahead and let him have the mic. Where'd you go, Todd? Are you going to ask it in the room, or are you going to ask it in the mic? But his hands keep disappearing.
Well, actually, he did type in the room.
Oh,
I would
did?
Like...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Angela.
I would like to know if I will ever find gainful employment through Veterans Industry or DVR. Second one is, will I ever be of further illustrative assistance to ICAR on the renditions of realistic life forms for them? Wow, what a mouthful.
Is that a yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, yes?
And I get to answer first. Yay.
Go ahead. You're up first.
Thanks, guys. I didn't even hear the bus before it hit me. let's see. If I will ever find gainful employment through Veterans Assistance or DVR. I don't feel any energy when I connect to the veterans industry. That feels very flat to me. DVR feels like there's some interest there, but it feels like in and out, in and out. So what's gainful? If gainful is sporadic, or almost like a consultant type of connection, if you consider that gainful, then that would be a yes. Second one is further illustrative assistance to ICAR, yes, but I'm not sure that it will be on the renditions of realistic life forms, if that's the title of the movie or the show or whatever it is that he's asking about. I think that it's going to be a yes to ICAR, but not necessarily on what he expects. Maybe a different part than what he expects that he'll be working on. But I do see, I feel energy connection when I go to DVR and ICAR. Gang, you want to add?
Well, actually, I got to tell you, Tal, that as far as your ICAR question goes, I do see your participation in that more so over the next few months than I do right now, you understand. So look for increased participation with ICAR. And ICAR is a radio program that Paranormal Radio Network does have, and it is a top show, and I hope you all are able to listen to it. Secondly, though, you know, Tal, as far as the veteran industries or the DVR, I have no idea what that is, but I got to tell you, there's not a lot of vibration with that. What I will say is, you know, I actually get like a local government or a state government something coming in for you. Look for a government connection when it comes to earning an income and gainful employment. So good luck on that, because I know that that vibration is very, very loud and moving quite a bit for me. So congratulations early.
Wow, great. That was wonderful, girls. The only thing I'm getting on this call is that I'm getting that you might have to seek some assistance and gaining employment. I'm not seeing it easily come to you, and the fact is that I know that you've been having a hard time gaining employment, and I'm actually seeing that you might have to get some assistance in, and from either unemployment or for somebody to either revise your resume or something in that order, but that's all I'm getting on this today. Great reading, girls.
Good, Tuesday.
And Trish.
Well, thank you.
Okay, and so are we ready for the next one? Do you want to talk up? I'm supposed to talk up, Bowles? Okay, I'm talking up, Bowles. Usually I'm too loud, huh? Okay, we have, let's see, Kevin. Hi, Kevin, how are you? If your hand was up and we missed you.
Oh, perfect, there he is.
There he is.
I don't
okay.
feel my spirits around me, and I see black dots floating around my eyes. What are they, and will I be seeing money coming my way? Okay, we need to pick a question there. I'm going to focus on the spirits and the black dots. And if you guys want to go, one of you want to touch the other spots, that's fine. okay. So we don't always feel spirits around us, and generally when we're depressed or having a tough time in life, especially financial worries, we will not necessarily feel spirit around us. And that's because our vibration is much lower. It takes a little bit of raised vibration to feel the loving energy of spirit around us. You know, we can raise our own vibration through many different ways, listening to music that we love, yoga, dancing, laughing, sex. there's many different ways, meditation, that we can raise our own vibration to feel our loved ones around us. The black dots floating around your eyes, I have no idea what that is, and I'm not sure when you're seeing that. Are you seeing that when you're meditating? Are you worried that this is a medical condition? Because if that's the case, I'm going to suggest that you see an eye doctor and not a psychic for diagnosis. It's illegal in the United States for any psychic to make a diagnosis as far as a physical ailment unless they are a nurse, nurse practitioner, EMT, or a doctor.
I agree. And Angela, anything to add?
Yes, I want to just address your money question. And I need to let you know that in the time of Sagittarius is actually when you start seeing a change in the money. And Sagittarius actually begins third week in November and goes until the third week in December. So sometime between the timing of Sagittarius, that's when you can look for money to come in as far as a short term for you. And then, of course, things change up in the first few months of 2008. But for short term, which I think is probably your biggest priority for now, look for that happening very, very soon, third week November to third week in December, okay? So God bless you.
And I agree with that on as far as with Trish in the medical field on that. I just think that maybe that just to see a doctor with that, Kevin, make sure roll out them. And this is for anybody. If you're having some type of medical issues and you think that it's part of spirit, always think the normal before the paranormal and see a doctor first and rule out a thumb that it's not a health issue. And, you know, with anybody else, even the fact is that if being psychics, mediums, so on and so forth, you know, the fact is that it's really not up to us to give you medical advice, and it can get dangerous in that aspect of it. What if we gave you advice on something, or somebody gave you advice on something, the fact is in that it had nothing to do with you seeing a doctor, and had you seen a doctor, and it was something medically, and you didn't do it, then, you know, that would be held responsible for us on our own, too. So, you know, it's best. See the doctor first, and see if it's something that's going on with yourself on it. We want to make sure that you're safe before anything else, though, on it. And so thank you for that question, Kevin. We have Chrome Angel. And we also have, too, Goss. You have a question, too. 1 second, Chrome. Goss, you have a question, too. So we'll get to your question and give us a minute, and we'll come up to your question. I know that you have that in there. And we'll go to Chrome Angel next. Chrome, what was your question? Oh, she answered it. She answered it. Okay, Goss, thank you. Did you want to ask him on the mic, Chrome? Your hand's up? Okay.
I'm looking for Gossamer's profile so I could see that there. I found
okay.
It.
There it is. Question for Dream of opening the photography studio.
Okay. So, Chrome Angel is, my question is, my dream of opening a photography studio, the right path for me? Should I put it on hold or should I look for a different job? Good question. Trish, what do you think about that?
I think that this is going to be a parallel with her current employment for a while, because I'm seeing myself when I was working in the corporate land for umpty-umpty years before I started doing this full-time. And my suggestion is going to be definitely to pursue it, because it fills her heart up. Like when I connect to that and I connect to her, I see that this fills up her heart. But I think that you do need another job in order to sustain income right now. I don't think that is always going to be the case. I think that it's going to be important for her to build a financial foundation before she goes out on her own, because there's going to be some highs and lows. So I think it's important to get some work maybe outside the arena of what you're doing, and to work part-time doing the studio right now, or to do both in sync. You know what I mean? I don't think it's one or the other right now. I think it's a combination. That's what I picked up. What do you guys think?
Angela?
Well, actually, Chrome, I have to tell you that I agree with Trish, and I need to say that if you're looking to open up a photography studio right now is not the timing. In fact, I have to tell you the better timing is actually that June-July 2008 period to go it alone. In the meantime, though, I have to tell you, I do find you working another type of job, a J-O-B. In other words, you will be working for someone else first before you go out on your own. But June-July period is the most blessed time for you, with, you know, having positive foundation to begin with. So look for it until then. In the meantime, you can be working, while you're working for another, you can be working on your own studio for the summer. So God bless you, Chrome.
Hi, Chrome. I have a little bit to add, and I'd like to see what I'm seeing is actually you getting out away from the computer and getting yourself out and about again, enjoying the fresh air, enjoying some walks, meeting some new people, and I'd like to see you do that, getting yourself out, used to mingling out in the public again, getting used to working with the public again instead of at home at the computer. I think that it would be beneficial for you if you have any health problems going on that would help you through this. And I'm, you know, and I'm just getting circulation from this. This is whether the fact is medically or it's just the fact is just to circulate yourself outside of the home. I agree with Angela on that. But the fact is that I do find that there is, you know, and I think Trish brought this up, a need for supplemental income to build up before you go into this new. What you wanted to do with the photography on it. I think it would you be more safe and sound this way than to overextend yourself on credit and not be able to afford the means of payment from that. So you have to be real careful with that. So my hugs and blessings to you, sweetie. You understand that, yeah. Yeah, just to get yourself out again on that Chrome Angel. It's, you know, once sometimes we become home buddies and we forget the fact is that we don't get ourselves out and about. And to get away from just, you know, interacting with people online, that there's also a need to interact with people that's outside. So I just see that you have to get used to doing that again.
Very good. Very good, ladies.
You're welcome on that one, on it. And you answered Goss's question, so if we've missed anybody in there and they didn't have their hands up, I apologize on that. How you doing, Trish?
I'm all right, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Let me ask
did you guys have any other questions?
Well, we have a couple more, but I just want to ask you real quick. You know, when people are looking for new companies or for employment to open up, you know, is there something as far as intent that they could put out for themselves to help them gain what they want?
I think it's important to almost be arrogant in knowing that you are going to get a new job. This is where arrogance can possibly work for you, to know that something new is coming your way, to know that something that's going to fit your needs at this time will be coming your way, and to know that Spirit is not going to leave you alone, down in the dumps, etc. And it's important to go forward with that mindset for yourself and when you actually go into job interviews.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you on that. And I think it's too also, too, because some people tend to kind of stray away from getting themselves. They want to go to work, but they kind of don't have that motivation to know what to do with themselves. And I just say, follow your passion. You know, don't apply for something that you're going to hate doing because you're going to hate it when you go there. So follow your passion. Okay, we have two more people with their hands up, and then we'll actually stop the readings from there, and we'll get through them. Destiny, do you have a question? Thank you, Trish.
You're welcome.
There she is. And I want to know if I'm on this right spiritual path, or am I trying to pursue something I am not and never will be?
Well, you know, any spiritual path is the right spiritual path. you know, an interest in one piece of spiritual work can lead us to where we may actually be supposed to go. So if you decide, Destiny, like say you're deciding, I want to be a tarot card reader. And you go for tarot card training, and you learn the cards, but you find that they almost get in your way in your work. But through learning tarot cards, you meet someone who works with water, who works doing dowsing. And that you really resonate with, and when you start to work with that and serving others, you find that it's your calling. So I would say that any spiritual path is a great path. Any spiritual learning or development is wonderful. It's going to expand your energy, your perceptions, your thought processes. It's going to affect you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. It's going to affect you in all ways. Are you trying to pursue something that you're not and never will be? I don't know yet. I think that more shall be revealed later on. I don't know if your idea that if I don't do this one thing, I am not going to be successful as a metaphysical person. I think that's the wrong attitude to take. I think that you should be open to wherever spirit leads you. There's an old expression that says, the hand of God will never lead you where the arms of God cannot keep you. And trusting in your God or your higher source or your higher power or the universe, whatever you want to call it, is the way to go. And know that you'll be led to where you can serve best. If you guys have anything to add to that.
Well done, Angela.
Well, actually, Destiny, I have to tell you that I do feel that your path is a correct path. However, I wanted to let you know that I find you expanding that path, Destiny. So whatever you are doing spiritually and otherwise, you know, whatever's leading you forward, I need to let you know that that is expanding into other things. I really don't find you going it alone, nor do I find you just working with one individual, but rather several individuals. I feel like you're getting ready to step into a well-rounded, let's just call it, educational environment. In other words, I feel like you're picking up this, 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 and this all at one time. And I don't feel like it's going to be, let's say, solely on the internet, but rather in your own region, your own area. So look for sometime after the beginning of the new year, before you really start getting into more of a expanded version of what you're doing now, plus taking on other things at one time. So God bless you, Destiny, and good luck to you.
Real quickly on this, too, with the Destiny, is that I also feel that you should not try to be who somebody else is or to compare what their spiritual path is to what yours is and feeling bad because you're not at what speed they're at or where they're at in their spiritual path. On it. I think that's important to remember that we all have different spiritual paths and that not one is better than the other. And whatever yours is meant just for you and not to compare yourself with anybody else that's on theirs. And that's all I have to add on that. And thank you for letting us read for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have one more and we've got about 5 minutes left. So your question real quick on this midnight. You're welcome, Destiny. Can you tell me who is in my house and what they do they want? They are in spirit. Will they leave ever?
Mm. What do you think, Trish?
I think that 99.99% of the time that we have energies in the house, that they are our own loved ones and that they are there to connect with us in love and that they are there to give us comfort and to let us know that they're still with us. So my suggestion to you is not that it's the house. I think that if you went somewhere else, I think that if you went and lived someplace else or went and stayed in a hotel even, you'd probably still feel that same energy source. So will they ever leave? If you sit in honest prayer with divine intention and say to yourself that you love your loved ones, but you would prefer for them to stay where they are versus coming and being around you, that it makes you feel uncomfortable to feel them or see them, I think you might get some relief.
Okay.
That would be my response to that.
Okay. The perception and Midnight says that they are evil. The perception of being
That's
evil...
That's just absurd.
Well, this is the thing on it. The fact is that everybody has each has their own perception of what evil is, and I think the fact is that because they're there and you're not feeling comfortable with them, that you're thinking that they must be bad. And, you know, when you're not understanding truly what spirit does and what spirit is, and that you're thinking that something is around you, which could be your relative, that you're perceiving that because you've asked it to go away and it hasn't left, it's got to be evil. There are bad people in the world, as if there is sometimes bad ghosts, bad spirits. But as far as you know, and all our listeners know very well about me and talking about the evil stuff. I don't believe in it. I don't buy into it. I just believe the fact is as in life, as in death on it. So, you know, there have to be more than just to describe it as evil. And Angela, do you have anything to add on that?
Well, personally, I'm not getting anything midnight on your situation there. I will have to say, though, that, you know, I am a strong believer in good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, like in life, like in death. However, you know, not everyone was chummy, warm, and loving on the earth plane. And so they have a lot of work to go through on the spiritual side. So, you know, I'm sorry, Midnight, I couldn't offer anything to you for that. But you've got two wonderful ladies here that were able to give you some kind of answer. So God bless you, and I hope that things work out well with you. And I do hope, Midnight, that you do incorporate someone in your community to come into your home and help you thin out some things, you know what I'm saying. So thanks very much for your question.
Well, thank you, on it. Real quick on there, because we only got a couple minutes left. Trish, where can we reach you at? Where could our listeners reach you out to make an appointment for a private reading with you?
I'm typing in my website. There's
okay.
trishwoods.com. You can head to my website out there. I have a free message board where you can post ideas or thoughts or experiences. I do not read off the message board, so I don't read free off of the internet. but the message board is there for people who are like-minded and that they are involved in metaphysics and have had different experiences or perhaps connected with spirit work or are on a development path. And there's a guest book, and there's also a feedback section. And my phone number and how to get in touch with me are all out there.
And that's www.trishwoods.com.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We want to thank you both, Angela and I both. Thank you so much for coming and doing all these readings for us. And
sure.
All the people in the virtual auditorium, as what they're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And will you come back and join us again sometime?
Are you kidding? Anytime you want me to come back, I'll come back for you guys. You're my pal.
Yes, thank you so much, Trish. We certainly have enjoyed having you here on the show today. And the next time you come on, if you'll honor us with your presence, I would really like to get into your demonstrations and more on how individuals can find you as a medium and find your center as well.
That's all out on the website, the current demonstrations, the current work. Everything's out on the front page of the website.
Great. So that is trishwoods.com. For those of you listening, go to trishwoods.com for more information about private sessions or participating in her center. Thank you all for listening today.
Thank you all. Take care, everybody. Have a great week ahead of you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye-bye.